Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. I mean, the Eagles guys have been pretty much great all year. Good morning, Key. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing there, Max? You
What's
look
up,
lonely
Maxer?
In there.
Did I mention we're presented by Progressive Insurance?
Well, you just did.
I surely did. I mean, the Eagles have been exposing the fraud teams, right? Like, if you're not actually good, what do you say, Key? The great teams really beat up the bad teams, right? They've done that.
But the Niners are a good team, so we don't. I'm not going.
I'm
put
not
them
saying
in
the Niners are.
They beat up Brock Purdy. That's who they beat up.
This
Max.
Is well. Hold up. This is what I'm saying, guys. It's one thing if you expose the Vikings or the Giants, who everyone knows. You can even look at point differential or eyeball test. Man, those teams are, you know, come
Vikings
on, let's be real.
The Vikings is one-sided. They don't have a defense.
Right, and the Giants are what they are in terms of talent.
Yeah, the Giants
but there they are
that.
In the playoffs.
Now
but
you
if
that.
You put that Eagles, this Eagles team up against a team like that, they smoke them, right? But you would expect that if you put a Niners team up against this Eagles team, it's again, when the Eagles team is fully loaded, without Hurts, not the same.
The problem,
but they just smoked the Niners, guys. They smoked them.
Yeah, but the problem is what people don't realize is when you lose your starting quarterback, no matter who it is, when you lose your starting quarterback, chances are the team is going to fall apart. There's very few teams that could lose their starting quarterback and still go on a run and win games like San Francisco. And I understand Brock Purdy was a pup, and he won 7 in a row. And, it was the story was getting ready to be painted. It was getting ready to be a Disney Plus offer put on the table to do a movie. I get that. But when you lose him in the playoffs, and now you got to go to your fourth quarterback of the year that wasn't even on the team at the beginning of the season, you're not expected to win.
Right.
They're going to run shop on you. Jay, that's just what's going to happen. I don't care how dominant your defense is, what your running game and Christian McCaffrey looks like, at some point, they're going to get to you and they're going to find you and they're going to do harm to you just like they did.
It's hard for me, Max, because as soon as the game was over, I knew that automatically the storyline was going to be about Brock Purdy being out. And I understand that. As an athlete at the highest level, when you lose a guy that is a general of your team – who makes certain plays, the CMC can only do so much. He tried to carry a load to a degree with a touchdown he got in the first, second quarter, but that was really about it. And that vintage defense took over for the Eagles. But playing through injury is something that we don't give enough credit to Jalen Hurts for. Because, we've had Dan Orlovsky come on our show this morning for the first 2 hours. We've had Rex Ryan. I said it in the first opening statement that Jalen Hurts didn't have a great game. But the fact that he is playing through injury, something to see with him and Patrick Mahomes, right? And the leadership that Jalen Hurts, there's that toughness, man. That's something that this team has with their O-line, Jason Kelce, with their defense that they have. There's just a feeling that they bring to the table that they are here and they are here to stay for a long time.
He didn't have a statistical game. He didn't have the statistical game, and he missed some throws. And he set a certain bar and expectation for him now that people want to hold on to. But at the beginning of the season, that same expectation was there, but no one wanted to give Jalen Hurts the benefit of the doubt and allow him to grow into the position. And I think he grew into the position, but for some reason that you're going to hear all day long, he did not play well. He did not play well. Okay, so they still won. He did what he was supposed to do, and he didn't turn the football over. He had one on the ground and as a touchdown. And he delivered the ball in sync that set up some more scores, and that's what it is.
But guys, Sal Powell told this great story last night where he talked about last year with Jalen Hurts when he was in a boot, when the season was over. Everybody asked him, what's the plan? He's like, year three starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's when he went out to California. He worked on his mechanics, throwing the ball, worked on his conditioning. And Max, like, that's what you want from leadership, a guy that comes back, all right, now I'm willing to play through pain, and still it may not be the bar I set, but we found a way to win the game.
And that's part of the package, guys,
exactly.
The coach's son, the whole thing. The reason, if you ask me to rank the quarterbacks in the NFL, Mahomes is in a class by himself. And then after him, it's Burrow and Hurts, and maybe I am being a prisoner of the moment, but one thing you could say about Burrow and Hurts and Mahomes, but let's put him aside for a second, everything he's done. Thing about Burrow and Hurts is, and playing through the injury and everything is part of it. There are some guys It's not just that they're on excellent teams. Look at what happens to the way both sides of the ball perform when they're not there. Jalen Hurts, from the first day he took the ball as a starter. Remember Carson Wentz released something to the press that day? There was some, like, the day his backup was starting. Hurts, the team is juiced when he plays. The defense plays. The offense plays. There's some guys, the same thing with Burrow, there's some guys where they elevate the something about their presence, and I understand there's talent on the team, but it's they're more than just the whole is greater than the sum of their parts, right? Hurts seems to me to be genuinely loved by his teammates, and there are only a couple of guys, Key, to me, that seem to get that reaction from the team, and he's one of them.
Well, he's a coach's son, and so he knows what to do to get everybody to rally behind him. I mean, he's a certain type of quarterback with a certain swag that you just, I don't know, man, it's different. You know, when you start to look at, there's three guys, and I don't know Brock Purdy's history as well as I do. Patrick Mahomes' dad played Major League Baseball. Joe Burrow's dad was a college coach at Ohio U. And then Jalen Hurts' dad is a coach. But we haven't yet, and maybe during the Super Bowl they will, to shed light on Jalen Hurts' father and his upbringing and how he raised him under a coach, where we talked about Joe Burrow going into the game. We did whole features on him and things of that nature. Now we have an opportunity to really show what's behind the curtain.
Well, we've been talking about that. Hold on. We've been talking about Jalen Hurts.
No, I know we've been talking about it.
Not from a national media perspective.
Yeah. There haven't been pieces done on it.
Next level.
Well, there will be now going into the Super Bowl.
Let's get behind the curtain and really understand how this young man was built.
Right.
Okay? Opposed to us saying, oh, his dad's a coach. Okay, well, let's find out how he was raised. Let's find out the pedigree that was set for him from high school in Texas to Alabama to transfer in Oklahoma to back up his first year, four games, then missing the last game to a degree.
Breach.
And then all of a sudden, where he leads the team as a full-time starter into the playoffs against Tampa Bay. Then this year coming back, like Jay said, when the season was over, it starts right now, today, within 24 hours. I'm going to be lifting weights. I'm going to be running. I'm going to be conditioning. I'm going to be doing the things that will get my team to where they are right now, which is going to Arizona to play in a big toaster, because it looks like a toaster, the stadium. It looks so like a toaster. That is a Super Bowl, and that is where he has his team playing at now.
Here is Jalen Hurts, coach's son, at the post-game presser, where his emotions are right now.
Man, we put a lot of work in and had this opportunity, you know. Put a lot of work in. I had this opportunity and to be here, and you know, it's a moment that we want to enjoy as a team. Reflecting on everything that we've been able to overcome to have this opportunity in front of us, you know, we want to take advantage of it. You know, want to take advantage of it. The atmosphere tonight was amazing. The fans showed up. The energy, all of it. So we need to bring that to AZ.
So here's Jalen Hurts, guys. Same presser, on the fact that he was drafted in the second round.
My first year here, I mean, they probably didn't even want to draft me here. You know, it's probably one of those things, but it always handled itself.
So, Pat, what did you feel as a Philadelphia Eagle fan and a turkey cheesesteak eating guy, what did you feel when they drafted Jalen Hurts at the time that they paid Carson Wentz $120 million. You're a Philly guy. How did you feel?
I remember thinking that it was actually really smart because there was no reason to not have a solid backup quarterback in a franchise that, you know, had just won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. I wasn't like, all right, Jalen Hurts, you got to be the guy to start right away and you're going to take us to the promised land. But I was willing to give him a chance as soon as he started.
And you, Yates? Another Philadelphia homer?
Well, my dad was like, well, why are they going to go get another quarterback? And I'm like, well, also, like, Carson Wentz's durability was an issue. So, you know, it always made sense to me to have someone in the tuck just in case you needed to go and break the emergency glass. So he was a winner to me in college. It made sense. But I didn't think that he would be who he is now, but, you know.
And you, Jay, because I know you like the Eagles now.
Good betting team.
I always thought it was something because he was taken in the second round. And the more I started talking to people like you and other football experts, you're like, yo, you don't take a quarterback that high if you're not meaning for him to come in with a legit shot to get a chance. You know, like that's not a draft position of a backup quarterback. That's somebody that you see some details in where you're like, yo, there's a chance for this to be different. So for me, I'm like, all right, like that's respect to Howie Roseman. Like he deserves a lot of credit because during that time, Key, he was getting lambasted by the media. He was getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That at the time that they drafted Jalen Hurts, Key, Jay, one of my best friends is a stupid Eagles fan like crazy. So I'm watching all 22 of the Eagles, and I could see week over week Carson Wentz regressing. I saw it happen. I was talking about it on First Take all the time. Dan Orlovsky would argue with me. He was clearly regressing. And when they took Jalen Hurts, I thought, oh, hold on. Second-round pick? Mm-mm. Nope, this is not about, oh, just durability. They're not sure about Carson Wentz, even as they paid him. Wentz had upside, so if it worked out, okay. But the question for me with Jalen Hurts, from the beginning, you could see in the pro, always was, will he see the middle of the field? And once they got him A.J. Brown, he did, right? Once they got him a real number one receiver, he did. But he wasn't seeing the middle of the field. It's true. Look.
When they drafted him, I thought we was getting ready to go through the same thing again, to be honest with you. I didn't think, you know, because they had just paid Carson Wentz all that money. I'm following the money. The first thing I thought, here we go. They getting ready to wildcat him to death. They're going to have him running screens, lining him up in fly motions, that they were not going to really give him a real opportunity to play the position. I just, you know, history, here it comes, is going to repeat itself. That's the way I thought.
Max, I just want to say one thing because I know we're going to break.
Yeah.
You know, Key brought up the story about hearing about Patrick Mahomes' dad, hearing about Joe Burrow's father. Like, as a black father, I look forward to having media stories that showcase how he helped Jalen build the foundation to battle through adversity, through some of the most challenging stops with Nick Saban, how he dealt with it, Oklahoma, to where he is right now. I think it's one of the best stories we're going to have in sports moving forward, and I am damn proud of it.
Yeah,
Jay!
You don't hear those type of stories, like, literally amplified or appreciated.
It means something.
In the media,
it means
right?
something he to you.
We're about the
right,
lack
Jay?
Thereof fatherhood.
He could have left Alabama, but his dad said, no, we're not doing that.
See?
We're not going to do that. Mm. The reason he left is because his eligibility ran out, so he got the fifth year at Oklahoma.
Play right. through it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Look at that. You let Jay get a word in. Sometimes it makes a lot of sense. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
You know that was your last word you got in, too.
Yep. Quick.
What's Quick. Next for the 49ers?
Max ain't gonna give you no more.
Should they be in the Tom Brady sweepstakes? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max.
Are the Niners going to be in the playoffs next year? And if so, how far do they get?
They are going to be in the playoffs next year, but here's my dream scenario for Johnny Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. There's a guy in South Florida who's 45, 46 years old. Tom Brady's his name. I'm going to have a conversation with him come free agency, and I'm going to say, hey, all I need you to do is teach Brock Purdy and Trey Lance how to play football. All I need you for is a year. This could be your dream scenario.
I know, that makes a lot of sense to me, what Key just outlined, Brady to the Niners. It's funny how a little information, Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN
like
Radio,
Cisco,
how far that goes, a few games, and how that informs the decisions and directions of franchises.
Wow.
Oh, you sound like Cisco. You
didn't what happened?
Sound, well, Key was singing, but he sounded like Cisco.
I really wasn't singing. I
and
was
then he looked
like
at me like he was
humming.
Like angry that I called him Cisco.
Boy, got
dong,
some vocals,
dong,
man.
Dong, dong, dong.
Called
ooh,
you.
Ooh, you
called you John Wooden. You call him Cisco,
blonde hair
right?
On your head, you got a little Cisco look.
See, there's no reason to come back at me and be angry about it.
Because why I got to be Cisco? Why I couldn't be Prince? Or that's how you did me.
That's how I
said,
felt when you called me Ja Rule. That's how I felt the same way.
I wasn't
way.
The only one felt you Ja Rule. The internet went
no,
crazy.
No, don't say the internet. You're not even on the internet.
No, I'm not on the internet.
And that's how you know what the internet says.
Because everybody in the studio said it.
Lies.
No, it's
nobody,
not a lie.
Nobody, they're
Max.
Fabricating this. Go ahead, Max.
Check the belly button.
Are you
check
too
the belly
quite
button? What are you talking about, bitch?
Disco has a belly button tattoo.
Yeah, I ain't looking at Key's belly button. He got it. Pass.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. I mean, we could keep talking about belly buttons. It's up to you guys. You want to talk about belly buttons?
We're building. You have a piercing, Max, or something? What
you got
what
a tattoo down
no
there, Max?
No piercings on me at all.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Ooh. Man, Max, I'm sorry, man. I meant to text you the other day. I know you want to talk football, but that's fine. We will.
Go ahead, what's
up? But I meant to text you the other day on Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't text you. I think I texted everybody else individually
but
for the
you,
most part.
But you.
But I meant to text him, but I thought, you know, he was girls.
How you
going to
text
party.
Everybody but Max?
I forgot.
Yeah. But you text everybody individually.
But I totally forgot. But Max, you know, I like to tell you about movies and stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Right. Yeah, he said it.
You people. You got to just
people on
you,
Netflix.
Yeah, you got to get
a movie.
It. Yes, Max.
Jonas Hill. You got
Max.
Eddie Murphy. You got
to
watch
it's
it.
It's the funniest.
I need to see it.
Like you and I, we would sit there just die laughing loud, and you would be like, "Yeah, that's exactly what." Yeah, and I would
you
be like, "Yeah, that's
Eddie,
exactly."
Listen, you say Eddie Murphy. You said the magic words.
Oh,
say no more.
Man,
say less, as the kids.
And
say.
On both sides, I'm sure it offended some people.
Yeah.
Meaning some of yours, some of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the funniest.
And people
oh,
nowadays
so funny.
Are looking for excuses to be offended.
Yeah.
Right? The people just want to be offended.
What's the
something.
Other, what's the comedian that's in it, Yates?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Oh, wait a minute. I did see an ad for
yeah,
this.
Oh, you got to see it.
King Embarrass. King Embarrass. Shout out to him, man.
Say less. I got
talented producer.
I got my, this upcoming weekend, I got the entertainment plan. That's it. Done deal.
Go back to talking sports.
Does Kyle Shanahan deserve any blame for the loss? That's it. No, really, guys, look.
What
he didn't challenge a catch on the first drive. Devontae Smith, man, that ball was.
it just got blown up from the beginning, Max. He just felt it.
It should have been.
Well, he couldn't have challenged. It's hard, see.
To overturn, right?
Well, the problem was not hard to overturn. The problem is in that situation, though, Maxie, is that. He catches it. It's a nice, pretty catch, and you see him pull it in with the left hand, and he falls to the ground. So the referee is blocked out of the view.
Yeah.
He jumps up. Now, as a coach, if all of a sudden you throw the red flag because it takes time for your spotter who's upstairs to tell you challenge, 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 and the defensive backs clearly couldn't see that he didn't hold on to it to the ground. Now, if he throws that flag and they don't overturn it, he loses a challenge and a timeout. So you can't.
Jay, what would you say, though, to people who would say, yeah, but look at his reaction? From Devontae Smith's reaction, trying to hurry up, you got to challenge it.
But that's a trick
move. I guess so, but Max, I know from, look, I've never been a head coach, but I have been on, I've seen a lot of staffs and I've been in a lot of situations. Sometimes when things happen in the game, like, you're not always just paying attention to the player's reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, you're also paying attention to if they are going to be in a hurry up, like what? what defense you're going to be in. There's a lot of different things that factor into that.
And he's waiting on the spotter upstairs, his guy, to tell him, okay, you need to do it.
Go challenge it.
I remember playing against the Cleveland Browns when I was at the Carolina Panthers. Romeo Crennel was the head coach. And I made a crazy catch on the sideline. Like, crazy. You would have thought I didn't get my feet down. And I'm on their sideline, and their defensive players is telling Romeo to challenge. I said to Romeo, because I knew him from my, you know, coaching days, I said, challenge it. I dare you to challenge it because you're getting ready to lose the flag. Don't do it. I'm telling you. And he just put it back in his pocket.
See, but Key, what you said makes a lot of sense. In other words, sometimes the receiver acts like maybe he didn't catch it, hurry up, just to get the challenge flag. Yeah. Now they burn a timeout.
Yep.
Strategy
and when they burn the timeout, remember, they only get one challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't have a challenge anymore.
Yeah. Unless. I mean, look, this is Kyle Shanahan's response to the question, why didn't he challenge that Devontae Smith catch?
Because the replay we saw didn't definitively show that. We saw one up on the scoreboard. I was going to throw one anyways, just to hope to take the chances, but they showed one up on the scoreboard that didn't have all the angles you guys saw, and that looked like a catch, and so we don't want to waste a timeout, which we definitely would have if we didn't see that, but then I heard they got a couple other angles, and you guys end up seeing later that it was.
Makes sense. When I first saw it, I thought with the naked eye,
But Max,
that's one of the great catches of all time in the playoffs.
Hold on, Key. I know that reporters have to do their jobs, and I know that we're going to ask certain questions. He should have challenged it. Maybe he should have, like, whatever the situation may be. But, like, to sit up here and act like Kyle Shanahan hasn't done a great job with this team this year, come on, man.
No, he did a good job.
I mean, a four-string quarterback, you got Johnson out there, running back, trying to figure things out.
He's done a tremendous job, except – in this game.
And I agree with you.
In this game, leaving tight ends on the side of Reddick was not a very smart move on his part from a blocking scheme standpoint. Whenever you put a tight end over there to block him, they're going to smell blood.
And Reddick is their best pass rusher on an excellent pass rushing defense.
Absolutely, man. You don't do that.
Why do you think that was part of the game plan to begin with?
That's like putting a slow 7-footer out on the perimeter against you at the top of the key. He going to pop out.
And do it.
Come on, man. Stop.
It is a curious strategy. Seriously. Why would you?
Yeah, that's what I said. Why would he even do that in the first place, though, Key?
Maybe he's thinking something different on the way that they want to slide the line. I don't know why he did it, to be honest with you.
Hey, before we get out of here, Key,
where are we going?
I want you to tell the people in 30 seconds why the Niners should go after Tom Brady. Present the argument. It's a very good one.
He's from San Mateo, California, Northern California. He's an aging quarterback with a great defense, great running game. Christian McCaffrey, an excellent head coach. He could take them and put them over the top. Plus, they got Brock Purdy and Trey Lance that he could tutor for the next couple years or a year or so and let them battle it out once he retires, and it won't cost them a lot of money. They don't have to give up draft picks. It's a made situation like it was in Tampa when he left New England to go to Tampa. Hopefully that was less than 30.
You co-sign that?
I just hope he can get out of harm's way.
You co-sign that, Jay?
And Trent Williams is his blindside protector.
Yeah,
probably a top two left tackle in the game.
I agree. Sign off. Right? At this point, do it. That's what it said. I mean, a couple games inform you a lot about where Tom Brady is, where this team is, Brock Purdy, et cetera, et cetera. Go get Tom Brady, right, if you're San Francisco. Chiefs! Meantime, Kansas City going to their third Super Bowl in 4 years.
Ooh, boy.
If not for a pre-snap penalty, it would have been 4 out of 5. Will they win their second, though? Ooh, the Andy Reid Bowl. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Mahomes trying to find buys some time on that bad ankle. Moving to his right. He is now scrambling, and he's going to get a first down. And now gets hit late! He gets hit late!
I didn't expect to be able to run very much, just from the way it felt. But the training staff, Julie, did a great job.
Butker's kick is up. The spinning kick high, floating in the air. And it is good! This game is over! You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike and disrespect the Chiefs! You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs!
The Chiefs are going to their third Super Bowl in 4 years. And I will never get off this. Pre-snap penalty or else it's 4 out of 5. And they did not change the rules for Patrick Mahomes. It's not like Mahomes has been pushed by the league. They changed the rules when it happened to Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes. But when it happened to Patrick Mahomes against Tom Brady, nothing. Crickets. And yet, Mahomes will not be denied. You put a quarterback like that with a head coach like Andy Reid. Here's Andy Reid. At the press conference, Keyshawn, Jay, looking forward to facing the Eagles, his former team.
Well, I had a great time there. So 14 years, a long time, huh? And I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the city. They're passionate. They love football. I mean, I can't wait till Kansas City and Philly clash. It's going to be awesome, man. I mean, what a great Super Bowl it'll be.
All right, so this is the Andy Reid Bowl, right? Or the Kelce Bowl also, Jason versus Travis.
New Heights Podcast, check it out. It's dope podcast.
What's that?
New Heights Podcast. That's their podcast they have.
The Kelce brothers.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
So Andy, you're right about the Andy Reid Bowl, but you got to think back 10 years ago, Fletcher Cox, you got, who is it, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Kelce, all drafted by Andy Reid.
Lane Johnson?
Lane Johnson wasn't. Those are the three. It's only three guys.
Came after, okay, yeah.
It's three guys, Max, that's left from his tenure with Philadelphia.
Hey, T-Key, look at this graphic. Most playoff wins by a head coach. And I think importantly, these are all Super Bowl-winning coaches, right? Like, you can win a lot of playoff games, never get the big one. Bill Belichick.
Well, I would hope if you win 20-plus playoff games that you would get the big one.
Like, Lenny Wilkins in the NBA won a lot of playoff games, right? But he didn't win the big
one. No, he did win the big one.
As a coach?
Yes.
Well, hold on. Who did Lenny Wilkins
Seattle.
Oh,
Seattle.
Yeah, pardon me. Pardon me.
I was just about to say, don't do that to the Lenny Wilkins up here on national TV, man.
Coach, I apologize. Listen, here's the thing.
What did you just say, Coach, I apologize?
Here's the
79,
thing.
Baby.
Yeah, man,
right.
Come on, Max.
You're like 22 then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was 22.
In 79, Max was 22.
78,
Benjamin
79.
Benjamin Button, man.
Yeah, and Max had been on like 12 shows by then.
That's right.
Starting with what, PBS?
PBS.
How many times have I heard that?
I used to make guest spots on Leave It to Beaver. I didn't even want to tell you. Hey, listen, guys. The point is, he's on a list now with Bill Belichick and Tom Landry. Mm-hmm. Right? That's rarefied.
Man, if you coach 65 years, you're going to be on a list with them.
And win the Super Bowl. Right? Like, is this, if he wins the Super Bowl against his old team, do you think he walks away?
No.
No.
No. And the reason I say that, just because, you know, every now and then you got a little birdie that comes and flies on your shoulder
tweet,
tells you something.
Yes.
He's got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, though.
And you're having fun. So it's hard to.
Well, I don't know, Key. It might be the perfect way for him to. Well, I'm not sure. Like, when Key tells you a little birdie, just pay attention.
Yeah, most people will walk away when the situation isn't right. Just think Sean Payton walked away because he realized, yeah, I can't mess around with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. It ain't right. So it's time for me to just step down and find me another QB. Well, he's got arguably the best quarterback in the National Football League, and as you put it, Max, the best quarterback in the history of the league for the first 5 years of his career. I'm not walking away from that.
Man, I could be on my deathbed, paralyzed. Jay, if I could blink, I would want to coach for Patrick. Blink twice means pass. Blink once, run. I mean, you know.
You know what's so funny about everything, Max? I mean, this is – I can't believe football season is almost over.
And he likes to eat. Why would he walk away from celebrating meals and victory? He'll tell you. Big Red likes championship dinners.
Max, you remember, who were the preseason favorites to win the Super Bowl?
Buffalo.
And who else?
Was it Philly?
City? That was Kansas City.
KC. I mean, KC.
AFC.
I saw it
in
as
the
Eagles in the NFC and the Chiefs.
No,
it was in the NFC. It was San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then it kicked up even higher for Frisco when they got CMC. And then, I'm talking about in the NFC. In the NFC, it wasn't the Eagles. It was the Cowboys and people started thinking Green Bay and Tampa.
But I feel like smart money, like people in the industry, like we talked about it on this show, front to back preseason, you looked at the Eagles and said,
they weren't even considered the best team in their own division at the beginning of the season.
I thought they were the best team.
You did over San Fran?
So they really got
cooking. I thought you guys did too.
5 games in, people started talking.
No.
Eagles.
Preseason. Preseason, you had to look at the roster. It was
no.
By the way, all right, guys, go Friday.
People wasn't given the Eagles love like that. No way.
I can speak for myself. I thought the Eagles were clearly the best team in the NFC East based on the preseason.
You hating on the Cowboys?
No, that's fine.
You hate, okay, so.
Yes, I hate on the Cowboys, but I also hate on the Eagles.
No, but you hate the Cowboys more than you do the Eagles.
I guess I do, but I also really hate the Eagles.
You do, but you
hate
the Cowboys. Like you would.
Yeah, that's true.
If they stadium burned down, you would celebrate that.
But I also.
Seriously.
That all may be true. I'm not saying one way or another. But I am saying that I thought, honestly, the Cowboys, look at what they did. When they got dudes in the secondary off the Giants where it's like, oh, that's their second best corner. They were deep both sides of the ball, guys. And the line was the best on both sides.
Well, and Max, I was asking a question about the preseason before we went down this tangent on the Eagles and what our preseason picks were around that. But it was more so about Andy Reid the whole year has been a guy. I asked it a couple of weeks ago. I was like, man, like we always ask all these damn pressure questions, you know, when we do TV, like who has the most pressure and is there more pressure on this guy? We never brought up that about Andy Reid this year. You never heard us talk about pressure or that on Patrick Mahomes. So like when people say, well, why would he just walk away? Would this be why? When there's really no pressure each and every year.
Right, because if you 1 year don't make it to the AFC championship game, it's like, guys,
no pressure.
No one can make it every single
year. Thank you, Max.
But they do.
They do. They just keep exceeding expectations. It's bonus. It's fun.
That's a great point.
It's fun.
Wow, that's the second time Jay's gotten in a word. It's been good.
Amazing when I'm able to get that out.
No, I still think I should probably I can let you have the whole next segment.
To you and Max?
Doesn't have to be. No, we're fine.
I give it up to you and Max. That means that you'll get 1 minute and Max will take the other 6.
Hold on. I know this dude ain't talking about dribbling out the clock.
I pass.
Who is the Russell Westbrook of our team?
Man,
who dribbles it out?
I pass 6 seconds left.
Always. If you don't have
the Russell Westbrook of our squad.
Shoot it.
Shoot it.
No, man, I give it to you because I need the defense to collapse first.
Yeah, but that's why my shooting percent is down. I'm only catching the ball with 3 seconds left
catch
to go on the
shoot,
shot
Jay, clock. Catch
and,
shoot.
That's a setup, man.
As Max would say, you know, when I was at L.A. at 17 ESPN, I could always pass the ball to LZ at the last second or Travis at the last second and they'd be able to shoot.
Yeah,
that was such a great station.
Gotta be able to catch and shoot, man. That's the league.
The one guy that just remains in the league for 15 years, just standing in the corner with his hands ready.
Yeah,
that's
I'm looking left-handed
Ray
reliever.
Allen and JJ Redick. That's all I need him to do. Not ask you to do anything. Just stand in the corner.
All right,
I'll spread the floor.
that's what he's doing. I didn't realize.
We are fools.
Do you guys? We're gonna get into this coming up. But the Bengals did a lot of talking, and I actually think it put a lot of pressure on the Chiefs. I don't mind it. But did it come back to bite them? I don't know. He's making some kind of sign.
No, he's trying to get his macchiato from Pat.
Pat.
He's skinny. This guy's ordering a macchiato.
Why is he making key weight on the macchiato? That's the question.
A skinny macchiato.
You know, I don't drink coffee, but it's like chocolate.
You know, if you have like 8 of them, it's not
skinny. Blanco macchiato.
I don't know what that one is.
Jay, you got something from Vivid Seat?
This is a skinny
Blanco.
This is just for this week.
Leave that alone. This cash special. PG
hey,
Network,
Max,
please.
This Jay. Is a skinny yes. caramel
yeah, skinny,
macchiato
yeah,
with no foam.
The skinny Blanco, bring him in it.
Extra hot, no foam.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Patrick Mahomes. He's going to his third Super Bowl in 5 years after hosting five consecutive AFC championship games. He's about to win his second MVP. He already has a Super Bowl MVP through the first five seasons as a starter. Patrick Mahomes, it's not close, the greatest quarterback who ever lived. Not close. There is no one in his category when you add it all up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Guys, I can't help it. This MOP beat.
Get you right.
Progressive Insurance. No, all I can think of when I hear it now, someone did a thing with Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah. So you showed me this one time.
This was going back to, it's at least like 10 or 12 years old, right? Someone with too much time on their hands, Key, took Bert and Ernie and cut it up so it looks like they're rapping this MOP song. But like precise, people on the punchlines, everything popping in and out. And all I can think of now when I hear this beat is Bert and Ernie.
Man, it's undefeated.
They always doing something with Bert and Ernie, though. Man. They got a lot of stuff going on with,
with Bert and Ernie. Guys, you think the trash talking, like all the talking the Bengals did it come back to bite them at all, do you think?
I mean, like, are you asking if Kansas City, that played in the Kansas City's 20-20 tie into the
you know what I mean? Like, when a game is that tight, though, when it's that close, little marginal advantage in motivation, maybe it makes a difference.
It was 20-20. If he doesn't push the dude into the bench and damn near burn his face off with the heater, they wouldn't even have that conversation about is okay. So here's what it did, Max. It allows me to put it in my back pocket into the end of the game. So now that I know that I've won, I could start talking at it to you. But if I was to lose the game, I'm not going to say, well, you know, they really was talking trash to us. So we felt like, you know, we just didn't play well enough because of the trash talking and we was caught up in that. So that's how we lost. No, I got it in my back pocket. So now I can bring it out because I beat you. And now I can talk that mess to you because you got a long flight home, a long flight. It might not even be but an hour and a half, but that thing
going to
feel like 12 hours.
I got the answer, though, Key. So, you know, calling college ball games, right? This is something that happens in college. Mm-hmm. And coaches instill, look what they're saying in the media. They're disrespecting you, right? And then all of a sudden you think when you get up to the pros, those same things apply. When as a pro, it wasn't like that. If teams talk, okay, cool, talk. We still going to bring it too.
But in the pros, like, and by the way, even if my team, dudes,
yeah, but even if my own teammates talk, it's not going to stop me from bringing it more. And when the game's over, like, see, I told you, we should never have given them extra ammunition. Like, no, these dudes want to win just as bad as we want to win. You know, but that's something that's caught on from college, though, Max. Like, because that's what coaches do in college.
You know how much I remember. Just you mentioned college, so when I played in both of my bowl games, I played in the Cotton Bowl against Texas Tech and Zach Thomas and Marcus Coleman and all these dudes. So they was talking trash. So, you know, I'm like, whatever. You know, I'm at the podium, though. This is pregame. And I'll let them know what I'm going to do to y'all. You know, we got the whole press conference. Mm-hmm. They over here. It was like a boxing situation, Max. Well, you know how you get up there and that's how it was. I let them know. I'm going to do you in. Then we played against Pat Fitzy and them at Northwestern, and they was talking. They was like, I don't care who Keyshawn Johnson is and this. I said, oh, by the end of the game, you're going to care. But that was then. In the pros, I talk nothing but junk.
That's all everybody does.
That's all everybody. Yeah, teammates all day long.
Like, you don't think Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce going to talk trash to each other?
Man, think about it.
The whole week is going to be them talking trash to each other.
Think about the trash I talked to the Jets when I played the Jets and they beat us prior to the game.
You want to know the truth, guys? I think that, if anything, it was smart of Cincinnati, even though they didn't wind up winning. But going into the game, I felt like when the Bengals start calling it Burrowhead, that really puts all the pressure on Kansas City because, man, you can't afford – you lose to them dudes again. You lose to Joe Burrow for the fourth straight
time. Max, but who was it
that – AFC Championship game?
Who was it that crowned it Burrowhead? Wasn't it Hilton?
Yeah.
Okay, now I need to see how he played, though. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Now
I
need to see how he played.
Yeah, for sure.
Individually. If, you know, I need to dial in to see where he was at, what he did.
All I can tell you is if I was a Chiefs fan, if I was a KC fan, I'd be like, damn, man, we cannot lose to these dudes now.
How did you feel about it?
How to feel about what?
Being a KC fan, how did you feel about
it? Shut up, man.
You know, you're a fan of every team now.
I told you I'm a fan of my bank account. You don't get off me, man.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. You lean into it now.
Lean into it.
Well, the Chiefs aren't a great cover team, Jay, so you might be anti-Kansas City. I don't know.
No, but in all honesty, though, Max, I don't think bulletin board material for professional athletes really what's the word that I'm looking for, Jay?
Why are you looking at me?
Affects the outcome.
Yeah, affects the outcome.
In retrospect, you go back and say, oh, now you're right, but not in terms
At the end of the day, I got stuff in my back pocket. I'm going to pull it out, and I'm going to talk that junk to you on the podium at the press conference, you know, or when I get to the Super Bowl and I have media day, I may bring it up again and be like, yeah, man, you know, it's really – oh, man, it's really something when you at home like Cincinnati. You know, I might do that.
I mean, that's what Travis Kelce did when he got the trophy.
Speaking of
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, he talked to Jeff Darlington.
I need to throw some pepper in his eyes, though. You know why, Max?
Why?
So he could squeeze them tears out all the way.
He was trying to get him out. He couldn't get him out.
He just didn't get him out. I wanted him to. They was there. It was watered up, He needed to get him out. He got to squeeze
put the eye drops
a little
in. Yeah, the eye drops.
Him and Jason Kelce.
No,
by
all
the
you got to do is go over there and get some of the little ammonia stuff.
Yeah, smelling
sauce. The smelling sauce. No, smelling sauce, and don't put it in your eye, but put it right underneath if you want to get him out.
He's so stupid.
I'm just telling you, if I'm looking for the perfect end story, the crying, and then I want to hear the Disneyland music in the background and the slow motion. We are there.
Wonder if the big brother, little brother thing, you know, that whammy the big brother got on the little brother, if that helps Philadelphia.
Where are you going to play the sound, Max?
Yeah, go ahead, Max.
I've been trying to.
Yeah, well,
all right, this is
run over like a stop sign and just go right through it, so go ahead.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear anything. This is Travis Kelce talking to our very own Jeff Darlington. Listen.
What's the name of the stadium again?
Arrowhead. You can call it Mahomes' house. Arrowhead, they can save that or kick rocks, baby. They can save that for some other time, man. They posted a lot of bulletin board material. They don't mean shit unless you come in here and play.
All right, so that's Travis Kelce talking about it. Here's Patrick Mahomes at the post-game presser.
Yeah, I think guys were probably the most pumped up I'd seen them going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places, I think. No one picked us to win. It was like 5% of people. We think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
Man, it's funny listening to Patrick Mahomes call himself the underdog, and I get how it pertains to this particular situation. It just makes me think about, we're talking about Philly sports today and Jalen Hurts and what Philly has gone through. Like, Joel Embiid is the ultimate underdog. Like, you talk about disrespect. When I hear players talk about disrespect, how you channel all that, Max, into your performance, it's how we're built naturally. How we're built.
By the way, if the Bengals would have won, legit, people will start calling that Burrowhead Stadium.
Oh,
you realize that, right?
Yeah.
Like, that. Think of how big that is for Kansas City. But to me, that put a lot of pressure on them. Bengals didn't win. Kansas City won. We're 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl, guys. It's
really
never too early to ask what we should expect, though. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.